we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
BCP podcast family, big hug to all of y'all. I can't tell you how good it feels to be back, doing this for you. We so appreciate your patience. Let's get right into this. Every episode, I start off with the same introduction, Joe Biden talking about the organization that is extensive and inclusive, that carries out the voter fraud operation. This man is a fake president. A fake president who can't even walk and not stumble. A fake president that everyone can see is dementia-ridden, and he never was the sharpest tool in the shed to begin with. And even the mainstream media had to report on this.
As the president headed for the border today, many observers couldn't help but notice his footwear. Are those sneakers? Yep, they're so-called lifestyle sneakers made by Hoka, designed for maximum comfort and support while walking or hiking.
And here they are, the Joe Biden sneaker. They're made by Hoka. These are called the Hoka Transport, and as you can see, they look quite comfortable. They have a wide sole, no doubt great for stability, and the president does have a history of stumbling. So let's see what they feel like.
Can't make this up. CBS's syndicated program, Inside Edition, actually does a free commercial for these Hoka shoes so that they can explain why stumbling, bumbling Joe Biden is wearing them.
Here we go. Very comfortable. It's like walking on air.
The shoe bears the seal of approval from the American Podiatric Association for being beneficial to foot health.
Why might a shoe like this be good for the president or someone elderly?
Yeah, well, it's going to be really supportive. This outsole traction here is going to help you really stick to the ground when you're walking.
I wonder if we should be buying stock in Hoka with this free press they're getting from Inside Edition. And they're worried about President Trump and his finger on the button.
So it's not surprising that the president wears them. The report from yesterday's physical revealed that he suffers from sensory peripheral neuropathy in his feet.
Ah, neuropathy. That's something that I can relate to. But I'm not going to talk about that right now, right here. Folks, that's the fake president. Let's talk about who should be in the White House, the real winner of 2020, Donald John Trump, and how January 6th was a protest, These people weren't organized. They weren't armed. It wasn't an insurrection. And people being held 3 years without a trial, we call that being a political prisoner. When you are held against your will, we call that being a hostage. And so does President Trump, rightfully so.
On the third anniversary of January 6th, Trump in Newton called the Capitol riot, quote, patriotic and peaceful. He also defended the more than 1,200 people who've been charged with actions related to the attack.
If you're with us, they put you in jail. Look at what's happened with the J6 hostages. The hostages, that's a horrible thing.
That was President Trump a few months ago on January 6th, pointing out the obvious. Hunter Biden's and Democrats are protected by the two-tier justice system, and we have political prisoner hostages who protested on that day. Now, James, why are you bringing this up? It's March. I know you've been gone for a while, but that's a while back. Why are you recovering that? It's because of what Mike Pence said yesterday in response to President Trump rightfully talking about our January 6th hostages and his plans to make things right when he gets into office. Now, of course, Mike Pence should have feelings about this because he is the man who stabbed us in the back and did not do the right thing on January 6th.
I know in the past you've said Mr. Trump's reckless words endangered you and your family on that day. What do you think when you hear him refer to those people facing charges as hostages and patriots?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate at a time that there are American hostages being held in Gaza.
Isn't it obvious that the swamp, whether it's Republican swamp, Democrat swamp, it's just a DC swamp, and they care more about what's happening in other countries, be it the Israel-Hamas war or the Russian-Ukraine war, than they do about the people that actually send them to Washington supposedly to be represent them. We now know nakedly that it is a selection, not an election. You heard Mike Pence that, yes, we have American hostages in Israel, in Gaza. Why does that have to be the first thing he says out of his mouth and not defending our hostages held by the deep state in our own country? I don't care how you feel about any conflict. America first. And these are American citizens being held hostages in America. That is priority over hostages held, whether they're American citizens or not, in other countries. And by the way, let's not ignore the fact that many of these people who are American hostages have dual citizenship.
That the president or any other leaders would refer to people that are moving through our justice system as hostages. And it's just unacceptable.
It's unacceptable to say these people are moving through the justice system. Has Jake Lang had his day in court yet? It's been 3 years, Mr. Pence.
Well, I was there on January 6th. I've no doubt in my mind, Margaret, that some people were caught up in the moment and that entered the Capitol. And they're certainly entitled to due process of law for any nonviolent activities that day. But the assaults on police officers, ultimately an environment that claimed lives, is something that I think was tragic that day. And I'll never diminish it.
And the legal system is processing these individuals through and giving them trials. I wonder what you think, though, about Mr. Trump and whether the public needs to hear and see some of the evidence in regard to the federal charges related to his alleged role in January 6th. Do you think that needs to happen before Election Day?
Well, I think the American people live through that moment.
Oh, but like every politician, it's about you. You are the victim in all of this, right, jackass?
I and my family and my team lived through it at the Capitol that day. I think most Americans know what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Yeah, most Americans know what happened. It was nothing more than a damn protest that got a little rowdy. And the people who died, Ashley Babbitt and others, oh, we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the assault on police officers, the same police officers with FBI and CIA operatives whose mission was to kill people and have mass casualty. God, stop that. It was a hand of providence that stopped the mass casualty that they wanted on that day. So yeah, Americans know what happened. We're not fooled. A few people on the left and the Rachel Maddows and MSNBCs and you know, this same show here. What we're seeing here is Face the Nation on CBS trying to gaslight people. But poor Pence and his family, they were victims. As grandmas and others that were there for nothing more than a protest are rotting away in jail. And Mike Pence wants to act like it's just people moving through the legal system and getting due process.
And at the end of the day, I think the American people know what happened that day. And I said the people that ransacked the Capitol need to be held to the fullest account of the law. And I believe that they are.
Once again, the two-tier justice system, Kamala Harris and others bail out actual thuggery with the George Floyd riots. Actual mayhem and damage done. But oh, people walked into a Capitol where the police opened their doors for them. Oh, they sat in Nancy Pelosi's desk and they were respectful. They should get the full punishment of the law, right, Mike Pence? I would say a freaking tool. But what an obvious asset to the permanent bureaucracy, also known as the deep state. And their agenda. Mike Pence fighting to stay relevant. And how does a man who no longer is running for office stay relevant? Well, that's by doing the bidding of the establishment and making sure that he continues to stay in the news with this announcement that even though he was the vice president during the first term of President Trump, and even though he was on the ticket in 2020 that was stolen from the American people, he's got to go out there and play his role and let everybody know that he is not for President Trump in 2024.
The judgment about the president's efforts that day, I think, can be left to the American people. But look, I said last week that, after a lot of prayer and reflection, I've come to the conclusion that I won't be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of the record of our administration, Margaret. It was a record that left America more prosperous and more secure and our liberties and the sanctity of life stronger than ever before in my lifetime.
But since I can't be president, and since everyone is villainizing me for not standing up to the bureaucratic deep state and the stolen election of 2020, I, weak Mike Pence, am not going to endorse Donald Trump, even though he was the greatest president of the modern era, and he's going to double down on his good policies the second time around. Like I said, a total jackass. Now, if you heard what he was talking about there toward the end, he was talking about being pro-life. So now we're getting these rumors about people who President Trump is not considering to be on the ticket with him because of their very strong pro-life, anti-abortion stances. I'm going to report this to you because this is the latest news and it has to do with President Trump. But seeing that there is a anti-pro-life, or I guess I should say a pro-abortion, they call it pro-choice, but let's call it what it is. These are murdering abortionists and their demonic agenda. Let's just say I find this reporting to be a bit dubious.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Tonight, former President Trump's search for a running mate coming into sharper focus. And one issue dominating the discussions, abortion.
We're living in a time when there has to be a little bit of a concession one way or the other. And I think, I want to get it right.
Multiple sources telling NBC News Trump views abortion as a singular liability for Republicans in November and is screening candidates for a running mate for possible vulnerabilities on the issue. Trump even reportedly surveying his own guests at Mar-a-Lago about potential VP picks and their views on abortion.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
It seems to me that it is NBC, of which that clip I've played for you, and I'll play you another bit here in just a second. It's the left who's really concerned about abortion. Now, I'm going to dig into this deeper and come back to you with this. But I think President Trump has who he's going to get. And I don't think there's a huge pro-abortion people or moderates on abortion people who are not going to vote for Trump over the abortion issue when Roe v. Wade's already been overturned and it's in the hands of the state. But this is what NBC is reporting. The headline from a few days ago, abortion is a top concern for Trump as he considers his VP pick. Former President Donald Trump has been laser focused on the abortion views of his potential running mates, viewing the issue as a potential vulnerability for Republicans. Now, what I find interesting about this article is that they quickly discount some important people that have been their names have been floating as vice presidential picks. In particular, he asked the diners, who included his campaign aides and club members, what they thought of vocal anti-abortion rights views of Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. Would they turn off voters? Because the, of course, NBC, which stands for No Bearing of Children News, would hate to have President Trump have a black conservative running mate. It's kind of hard to call him a racist if he has that. Or why can't they just call him a misogynist if he's got Kristi Noem? Well, they've got to invent some kind of news to discount this. Now, I don't know if this is really happening or not. Maybe President Trump is and probably is asking people their opinion on Kristi Noem and Tim Scott. But is it really over the abortion issue? Or is this just the fever dream of the No Bearing of Children, anti-humanist, pro-abortion agenda of mainstream media and the leftists like NBC News?
Among the top VP candidates, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, a former 2024 rival who has since endorsed and campaigned with the former president. But his hardline stance on abortion has some concern in Trump world.
I would literally sign the most conservative pro-life legislation that they can get through Congress.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also on the list and also under scrutiny after her state's trigger laws went into effect when Roe was overturned, instituting a near total ban. Noem defending those laws, which do not have exceptions in the cases of rape or incest. In an interview with CNN, Noem was asked about the possibility of a 10-year-old rape victim seeking abortion treatment.
In South Dakota, the law today is that the abortions are illegal except to save the life of the mother, because I don't believe a tragic situation should be perpetuated by another tragedy.
NBC News lamenting the fact that both Tim Scott and Kristi Noem are, like yours truly, very, very pro-life. And since Roe v. Wade is back in the States, they want to take the proper stance when it comes to the sanctity of life. What are your thoughts, folks? Put it down below. I'm glad to be back, and I will fill you in on my health and what have you in a subsequent episode. It's not important at this point, but I'll be back tomorrow with yet another report. Hang tight.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.